express yourself.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Good morning, YK Delta and beyond. This is another edition of Talkline. It's March 2nd. I'm Diane McGachran, and with me is...
I'm Peter Atchett. Good morning.
Good morning, and we're ready to hear whatever is on your mind. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org, and you can be anonymous. We'll read your email on the air, and you can call in. Peter, do you want to give the numbers
out
there?
Yes, our phone numbers today are the same as ever. They are 543-5985. That's 543-KYUK. And also 543-2756 or 800-995-8954. Email address is radio@kyuk.org.
Great. Okay, good morning. So we have a caller already. It's John Nick. Good morning, John.
Morning. Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Sound like it's cut off already. You know, you're giving up the number. I can close my eyes and dial it. I've been doing this for so long.
I know.
You know, last week I was talking about the dog catchers and all that.
Yes.
Now I want to talk about, I got used to being on Facebook and watching all the summaries and all that. A lot of people are talking about the taxes on tobacco. You know, a lot of these retailers try to sell tobacco and try to make products. Yet I don't see no hike in the alcohol tax issues.
Hmm.
And, you know, they should, I don't know if it's by law, but all the taxes the city endorses, they ought to have a summary, a certain time of period, like maybe halfway through, telling us what the taxes are being spent on, rather than questioning where's the tax dollars going. We don't see no progress in tax dollars here, do you? You hear anything about that? No.
Right.
It's quiet over here.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to summarize that so that people can not only question that, but see where their tax dollars are going to. Because they're hiking all the time on tobacco. Yet you hardly see hikes on alcohol, you know.
Well, I think they raised it from 12 to 14% tax.
Well, they ought to raise it to 20 to 25%.
Well, now, here we go.
That'll curb people from drinking, you know. It will. Yeah. You know, kind of cut down drugs. But they need to do that just to reassure people, you know what I mean?
That's a good idea, though.
Because all these tax dollars, like, they can go... summarize, well, this much went to dog catchers because they needed dog catcher here.
Mm.
You know, they make so much money in taxes that they can hire another person just to control animals, not domestic or, you know, criminal complaints.
Mm-hmm.
His job would be to be a dog catcher.
100%.
But it's getting really dangerous now. You're starting to see him running packs.
Yeah.
And one little bite off of a little dog can bite you and then turn the whole vicious cycle into multiple attacks from other dogs because them dogs are going to defend their little one because a person might want to kick it or something to defend himself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pack will smell that. They smell fear. Mm-hmm. All animals smell fear if you're scared of them.
That's right.
The only way you can do is to be you know, adamant about it, swear or whatever. Hopefully nobody around will listen, yeah. throw an object and let them know you're dominant, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Yes.
And you always got to do that. It'd sure be nice if we wouldn't have to act if there was a dog catcher around. I almost got bit twice. And I'm afraid for these kids that go to school.
Mm.
You know, what are they waiting for? A vicious dog attack?
Mm.
You
Man,
know, and
yes.
Like I said, they had a put a summarization on the taxes so we know that it's being put to good use instead of questioning it all the time. That's my thought for today. I want to wish everyone please drive and be safe on the roads and please don't drink and drive. And it might be slippery under that snow, so be careful while there's snow machine and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And drive in pairs if you can, you know.
Mm.
You never know when things happen.
Okay.
Okay, well, you guys have a good one. Peter and Diane, you guys are good hosts.
Thank
good
you.
Good job, John.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
good morning.
You,
both of you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have another caller, Terry Stark from Anchorage. Good morning.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. So I'm calling. I'm a
pilot recruiter for Pan Air, and I'm calling all pilots to come down and visit us at the Longhouse Hotel next Friday, March 9th, and Saturday, March 10th, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. What we're doing is we're recruiting for our Anchorage base and our upcoming April 4th class. So come down and meet me and Dawn Samuelson. She's one of your hometown girls. Ben Nygren, our chief pilot. Mm-hmm. We will be conducting interviews while we're there. And so we'd love to see you and tell you more about Pan Air and our pilot incentives that we have to offer.
Now, Terry, go ahead and tell us a little bit about the class. Now, the April 4th class, what kind of class is that and how long does that last?
Well, the April 4th class is designed for our actual pilots that we offer a job. And so it is about a five-week ground class. But they, because we are Part 121 air carrier, passenger air carrier, we do need them to have their ATP mm-hmm. certificate or their minimum requirements for ATPC, TP requirements. And we can help them, if they have the requirements, we can help them with their ATP, CTP course. We will pay for that as well as hotel and travel. So it's, you know, we are trying to get pilots that are here in Alaska to come stay in Alaska and fly with Pan Air.
Okay.
That's great.
All right. Well, thank you. So that's
thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
All right.
Yourself. Thank you.
Do you have a phone number?
A phone number?
Yes.
Oh, yes. They can reach me. My cell number is 907-223-6726, or my office number is here in Anchorage is 907-771-2639.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good morning.
All right. So that's next March 9th and 10th, and that's Pan Air. Coming to talk about their program, and they have a April 4th class. So come and get more information. That's good. Doing some local recruiting. That's always
that
good.
Sounds
great
to me.
Yeah. So we now in the news. I was reading yesterday that Guiana Cab has been swallowed by Gusco Cab. We've had our first corporate merger. So now they've they're going to get a second dispatcher, and that's going to be interesting. That's quite a business move there.
Yes, that is. That sounds huge.
Okay, we have Wilson Green. Good morning, Wilson. Welcome to
Talk Live. Good morning, happy people.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
I just want to remind the river travelers, the ice road may be plowed, but you still should have safety gear like a shovel, strap, extra winter gear, sleeping bag, all that good stuff just in case you get stuck and no one's going your way for a little bit. Jugs of water, things like that. And I don't care if it's daylight, you have your headlights on because I'm a headlight freak.
I know.
You guys should know that.
I know that. Yes.
Turn your headlights on, cab drivers. Anyway, it seems like the police are doing their best to keep up with Bessel's chaos.
Mm-hmm.
That's my comment to the Bessel Police Department.
Okay.
I hope that chief is listening because he only looks at me as a negative commenter, but I'm saying, hey, you guys are doing a good job. Hey, Vilka.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Guiana Wilson.
Guiana.
Hey, we got another caller this time, another one from Anchorage. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning from Chalista. How are you two doing?
We're doing
good.
Fine. How about ye?
Doing good. I tried to listen to you guys online, but it doesn't sound like it's working.
Oh, that's right. I think we may get some more information on that to everyone. We may be having a technical difficulty with our online. Okay, go ahead. Sorry to impose there.
No, that's good. Good information. I just wanted to share a couple things. One is on Wednesday, we announced our spring dividend. It's the 17th dividend in Chilista's history, and it's the biggest in our history. So excited about that. We're estimating by April 15 is when you'll get direct deposit or your checks will be mailed out on that day. So allow some time for delivery.
And what's the average payout for that?
This is the first dividend with all of our new shareholders. So we went from about 13,000 shareholders to about 25,000 shareholders. And so it'll be around $2.46 per share.
Wow. Okay. So each person knows. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. It's for all 25,000 shareholders.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And people know their own number of shares, right?
Right. If for some reason you're not sure how many shares you have or you want to verify that, mychilista.com is a way to securely, and it's also free, you can access your shareholder account.
Oh, good to know. Mychilista.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so that leads me to the other thing, is we're in our second week of our contest, the Mychilista and More contest. It's to promote all the ways to go paperless, so cut down on paper use and save trees from thieves. Mm-hmm. And one of those
that should be your that should be like a bumper sticker: save trees from thieves.
So one of the ways you can enter is by having direct deposit, so that way you don't have to worry about your dividends getting lost or somebody stealing them. So you can sign up for direct deposit, you can have a stock will on file, or even register for mychilista.com. There are five ways you can enter, so you can have up to five entries, and the top prize is $1,000. Mm-hmm. So if you need assistance or you need the forms, stop by our Bethel office right there at Watson's Corner behind the Leo office. Their number is 543-5418 or 5420. And they'll actually, for the first time, we're testing this, but we're going to be open for 4 hours tomorrow.
Oh.
On Saturday.
Saturday.
From 10 to 2.
Okay.
From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So that way, you know, for all the people that work during the week, can't get away from the office, stop by from 10 to 2 tomorrow. And we can help you enter that contest, sign up for direct deposit, and all that fun stuff.
Mm. Great. Okay, but good.
What is the drawing?
The drawing, good question. The deadline is May 19th, so the day after Chamay Festival. We know lots of people
March
are coming
19th,
in.
Not May.
Do you mean you March said, or May?
March.
Okay. Oh, okay, you said May.
Yeah.
I apologize. I'm thinking of voting already. Yes. March 19, yeah, the day after Chamay Festival is when the deadline to enter.
Okay.
So if you can't make it to the Bethel office, we've got all the forms on our website, chilistacorp.com.
Sounds great. Good information there.
Okay.
Good work.
Fantastic. Yes. Any questions at all?
No, we're glad, we're happy for the information, and, you know, sound like Chilista's on its way, and it makes me proud.
That's
good.
Great.
We appreciate that. All right, bicha, bichtek.
Okay, Koyana.
Okay, next we have Herman Morgan from Antioch.
Good morning, Herman.
Good morning, Herman. Now, Herman, are you in a good mood today?
Well, a lot of you guys can get constructive criticism. Yeah, I don't depend on being in a good mood, you know.
Go ahead.
It's okay to be happy, but when you see a lot of bad things going on, you know, you got to sometimes, you know, maybe even add a little humor to it for people to understand. But if you're watching what's going on in Juneau, what they're trying to do is restructure the current fund so they could take 85% and make it 15%. And the election's coming up, and we're District 38, and our representatives, one of them was saying that, gee, like, you know, the guys that don't take it all, and remind people now would be a good time to go and change your party affiliation away from Democrats, because they're not really helping the people out there, both Native and non-Native. So you can either do it online or go to city office and get paper, but do it right away. And be sure to look for a permanent fund. But another thing I could remind the people who are trying to start this sovereign nation, you know, I think they're trying to rush it. A lot of people don't even know what it's all about. Yeah, they should go ahead and have their meetings, but then let the people decide if they want that kind of government, because it's going to cause a lot of problems between races. You know, in scripture, it say races will turn against each other, and this would be one way to do it. And some people should vote on it, but what's going to happen is, like the people who are natives, I'm saying, you know, this is my land, and, you know, I can do what I want with it, and you can't do that. And people who are not native are going to say, well, your laws don't apply to me. You know, you guys are sovereign. That's going to cause a lot of problems, and they should just stop what they're trying to do. I don't know if they had their meeting, but there are three people. There's Mike and Anna Hoffman and Harold Napoleon. You know, you got to explain to the people first, but those are things happening. But for now, we're going to change who's representing us, because right now, our leader is selling our gas to China, another country. And you know what? They had meeting how to deal with the Chinese, and now they're saying you guys can't say anything bad about the deal. It's like that censorship. You know, you have to understand this is a free country, and the United States government, our leader, he always praying as God for us. He's not scared. And what they did was they raised a tariff on steel, because what the foreign countries were doing, they were driving out American companies, are selling steel really cheap. So what he did was he raised a tariff on steel, so it's going to cost more to build that gas pipeline that he's so proud of. But we've got to stop. This has to stop. Think of your people, you know, out here. And Darren Deacon in Kasha, he's running against or Zach for the seats, you know. But remember who you vote for in this election. Start off by changing your party away from Democrats, you know. You know, they represent the god of big government. You don't have to keep the poor. Okay, those are my comments. Bill Walsh,
hey. Good morning to you, Herman.
All right, Herman. Yes, have a nice day. Yeah.
Thank you for your...
Enjoy the day.
Participating.
All right, so somebody text messaged me a message they wanted to read, wanted me to read. So I'm going to read that, and then we'll give out the numbers again because our lines are open. So here's the comment. The roads need to be fixed. It's not good for our tires. Not just patch them. The whole roads need to be fixed in the future. We've changed our tires 3 times, and they are expensive. So thank you. So... isn't that the truth? I mean, last week we did mention how, I mean, you could lose your children in some of these potholes.
Oh,
they're so big.
Yes.
And we look like we're drunk as we're driving down the road, swerving around these things.
Kind of dangerous, you know, because there's people getting on your side of the lane, you know, and then, you know, I've had some near misses, you know, myself.
Yeah.
In my little car as I drive along this road. So, yes, you know. But they've done a little bit, you know. We were appreciative of that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I think when the weather was allowable, they did some work a little bit here and there. But there's still a whole lot yet to do. But people, you have to be extremely careful. You know, I know that sometimes people are rushing and forget, you know, about whatever else, you know. So be careful out there on the roads, mm-hmm. you know. Take extra time to get to place where you need to be. We do have a caller from Bethel. Harry, good morning, Harry.
Morning.
Hey.
Morning, Patrick. How you doing?
Hey, fine. How about you?
Well, first thing I want to do is say thank you to B&C for putting that ice bridge in down at Lomac. It helped a lot of people get on and off the river.
Yeah,
that
was a good idea.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, a lot of people thought I did it, and I kind of like the credit, but I didn't do it. Well, anyway, also, Mary Yvonne lost her little white dog, little fluffy poodle, and I miss my dog every day. So if we can look out for her, that'd be great.
Do you know what area?
Everybody get together.
Do you know what area of town she lost
her
dog?
Yeah, she's on Kilbuck Street, but
wow, okay.
I don't know where in town it would be, but somebody's seen this dog. Somebody has this dog and needs to get it back to her. It's posted on Facebook.
Okay.
0530 is the number if anybody, her cell number if anybody
0530. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Good day.
Bye.
Hey, good morning. Thank you very much. You know, that's a good idea. I didn't know that BNC did that.
Yeah.
Well,
now,
good job for them.
Another thing is that the part of the highway in front of the courthouse, when you're coming from the cultural center, you have to go way to the right. So it's almost like cars have created another lane. But we have to be careful because that's really pedestrian walkway.
Yes.
But the potholes are tremendous there. So they're, and, you know, over the summer to keep the dust down, there was a real campaign for 15 miles per hour to keep the dust down. And maybe potholes would encourage us to go 15 miles an hour as well, because then we can avoid each other as we're all trying to get through some of these bad patches.
So
that would be a suggestion, too. So the lines are wide open. We'll give out the numbers again.
545. I'm sorry, 543-5985 and 543-2756-800-995-8954 or radio at kyuk.org. Good morning, everyone. Yes, our lines are, like she said, wide open.
Now,
so
what's the basketball going on in town now?
I just
heard regionals,
that,
right?
Yes, we have regionals going on at the Bethel Regional High School. So there's a lot of teams that came in to participate with that. I understand, and they're saying that probably the championship will be tomorrow. Is that the way we heard it?
Yeah, I think tomorrow. That's right. All right. So it looks like we have a caller, Christine from Kenai, Alaska. Good morning, Christine. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Talkline. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I've been listening the last hour or so to your broadcasting because I didn't really think I could get radio from the rest of the state. You know, it's such a huge state. So.
Well, you're on.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to comment on how responsible and independent I've always thought of the people that live out there in the bush. You know, whoever would think of people who hunt down a whale and use a whale to feed the community of the village? You know, my gosh, to my way of thinking, that is such a massive project. I mean, I just don't have any comprehension of it. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things go on in our world that we really don't understand. And that's one of them. And I've always thought of the Native people as very independent and very ability to take care of themselves, you know. And it concerns me that things like the permanent fund and control of guns coming, I don't know, you know, I just don't know if Native people use guns when they're in their hunting of any kind of food source. But coming out of Juneau, there's a lot of things that I think are, you know, are not working for independent people.
Mm-hmm.
And it just concerns me that I just wanted to say that I thought, you know, I would like the people, the listeners, to really, you know, look back at that independent lifestyle that was their heritage and think we should have more recognition of that out of Juneau. And maybe they feel like that's already happening. I know Mr. Dunleavy, Senator Dunleavy, he is from parts of the western Alaska. And I don't know too much. I've never been to some of the places like Bethel or Dillingham or Nome. I've got some family members that have been there, but it costs a lot of money to fly out there. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder if the people listening think about how some of the actions coming out of Juneau cut into their independence. And, that's just a concern to me.
Yeah. Now, thank you for calling and sharing that concern. And do you have an example that sticks out in your mind of something out of Juneau
One of them is the permanent fund. I mean, mm-hmm. that has been our for a long time, and I've been here in Alaska since before it was instituted, right about the time I got here, 72 or something like that. It hadn't been going on too long, and it or came right about after that. I don't know the exact time, but the use of the permanent fund has been a staple. The whole state has counted on to maybe not a large degree, but you never know what people are going to do with that amount of money. You know, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. maybe they pay off bills or finish up something on schooling, you know, some school program, or a number of things. And the number of people that are affected by the permanent fund are not the very wealthy that can be flying around all over the world. It's the people that have a little less money that really count on, I don't know, maybe $4,000 or $5,000 or more from that permanent fund check.
Well, that's,
go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
That's what I think. I mean, Juneau thinks that they know better. You know, they know better how to spend your money.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't necessarily agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but here on the Kenai Peninsula, my people in Juneau, they know me. I mean, one guy told me, well, you've got my phone number. We don't need to make an appointment. You've got my phone number. Just call me on the phone. And so I just was wanting to know, I mean, how well the people listening really stay in touch with people going to Juneau to say, this is the independence I want to maintain, you know, and this permanent fund contributes to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with guns. I don't think that, necessarily the first best answer. But if we don't send people to Juneau that listen to what we say, they're going to do what they want. The
mm-hmm.
man right here in the Kenai Peninsula said that very thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not paying attention, we're going to do what we want.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just...
And the same thing applies to Juneau.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think you make a really good point about how cuts in the PFD, in the dividend check, disproportionately, in other words, it affects certain populations more than others, usually rural people who have less income. And that's why some people call for a personal state tax, where you pay an income tax and you keep the PFD stable and at the rate it should be. And that would be more fair if you're going to just do that. So,
if you like taxes, if we think we need taxes, I'm a little more in favor of finding where we can cut things. I mean, I don't think we need a commission on climate control right this week. I mean, we're in a deficit, but I don't think we need a commission on climate control out of Washington, the state of Washington. Let's hire somebody from out of the state of Washington to come up here and be our, or even from Washington, and be our climate control person.
Uh-huh.
Not right now. We have too great a deficit
mm-hmm.
to have someone think that that would be a nice, grandiose gesture.
Okay.
There's a lot of cutting left to do in the state budget before we go to taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
Well, there have been a lot of cuts. The university's taken a huge cut. And so, I mean, I think the cuts are being made, but at some point, you can't cut anymore. You got to do something else.
Right. Right.
But Christine, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Okay. Well, the YK Delta and beyond. We can get with our 800 number, you can call from anywhere in the United States and Canada, probably. So welcome to Talkline, John Carter.
Good morning, John.
This
good morning.
Is John Carter. I'm calling from East.
Good morning.
I'm calling from East Alaska. Uh-huh.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to reiterate some things that I was talking about last week on the basis of the system.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody called after me. I heard that somebody called after me. It's something that I would like to talk about. The person who came after me spoke about it as to why it was not the system. Why it was not. Yes, it is. All of these things the person talking about need to be explained, otherwise the confusion will take place somewhere. I don't know about, or it began to bother us as to why it wasn't sick. All of us are following this system or that system, whether we like it or not. That is the system I was talking about, whether we are and all of us are doing it. In this world of ours, there are three systems. All of us are following, whether we do or not. And the first is I go to the store and buy my crackers, whatever I buy. I take out green stuff, you pay for them. It may be the card, such as MasterCard, food stamp card, or if it was on a credit of some type, the promissory note, the agreement, or the money of a certain amount. That is the first system. The second system all of us are following is the icon we see.
The what?
Maybe the computer. Icon. I-C-O-N. Icon. Maybe the computer consists of the internet system. Of course, if your computer is not connected to the internet, it will never work. The other is the television, the cell phone I'm talking at, too, the phone, the house phone. All of those have voices coming out of them. Or is it because all of them are consisting of a living organism, which is a computer chip? The last one is the number. If I go to the store, if I go over to the store there in Bethel, and the clerk or cashier will ask me as to how those items taken are going to be paid for. On this, I will pull out of the wallet the food stamp card, and it has numbers on it, and something, some other. Without those numbers, the cashier would ask me to put everything that I took out, put them back on the shelf. The person who said, it's not a system. I have no idea what he's following. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, John.
Thank you, John, yes.
Oh, okay.
Next, we have another caller from Bethel. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Peter and Dan.
Good
But the only thing that lady from Kenai didn't have in her call was a voice at the end saying, I'm Mike Dunleavy, and I approve of this message.
She
mentioned his name. She mentioned his name, and she was getting all his talking points. And I got a feeling that you're going to be getting a lot more calls like this from people out of town who will say stuff like, well, I've never been out to Bethel, and I don't really know anything about you out there, but I really admire you, and you're going to get a lot more calls like that because, you know, radio's the original social media. People now realize that they can listen to it streaming, and there's an 800 number. So just let folks know when calls like this come in and people say, well, you know, I don't really know anything about your area, but and I don't know if you use guns to go hunting. really? Mm-hmm. So take all this with a grain of salt. But they're doing it to promote, generally, you know, a candidate's agenda.
Right, yeah.
And some of these guys are going to get very, very sophisticated. And, I'm looking forward to seeing those guys in orange jumpsuits working on the roads as soon as it gets warm. I hope they've got enough tar up there at the state shop to fill all those holes.
I know.
But they do a good job when they start going out.
They do, yes.
But these roads, you know, with everything thawing underneath them, and they held up 10 years, man. 10 years, they were great from when they got fixed.
Yeah.
And Eddie Hoffman Highway is going to be resurfaced in the summer of 2019.
The whole Eddie Hoffman.
Just like the last time, yes. So we just have to suck it up for another summer.
Was it 10 years ago that they did that
more
big?
Than that. It's more than that. They did it.
How did times go so fast?
It was like 2004 or so, Peter, when they did it.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah.
and held up good, held up just great. But we get these warmer winters, we get these hotter summers, and the ground underneath, it's just like that. It's just like that swale out in front of Everett's on going towards Kasaili. You can dump 10 truckloads of material into some of those holes, and it just swallows it up.
Wow.
It just inhales it.
Yeah.
It just inhales it.
Uh-huh.
So, drive when you see them out working, drive slow and wave to them because they're out working for us. And that's why, fixed roads. I hope the lady from Kenai is still listening. Repaired roads, that's why taxes are good. Why should we expect the oil companies on the slope to be paying taxes to fix the roads that we drive on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, taxes are, as somebody said, the price of civilization. And at the same time, it also means that if we start paying a little bit of income tax, then we'll be able to go to Juneau, talk to any one of the representatives, say, yeah, I'm a taxpayer too. And when we get up to leave, they don't start giggling into their hands.
Right. Mm. That's a good point. Hey, yeah.
Critical thinking, everybody. When you get calls from
critical thinking.
People from out of town, just wonder, why are they calling KYPL all of a sudden? We don't call their radio station. Why are they calling here? So, okay, well, thanks very much.
Okay. Well,
good morning, Mark.
Mark's making a really good point, and we do have to look out for that. And trust me, Diane is ready. But for now, I'm just going to pretend it's the popularity of KYUK.
Yes,
but there's probably some politics behind it, that's for sure. Okay, so our lines are wide open, and we're interested in, you can bring up anything.
Any subject, yes,
and
if please do call, you know.
If you've never called, never called at all.
Yes.
Let us know. Be a first-time caller. That's really fun.
That's,
and women,
yes,
we
right.
get a lot of men calling, and it'd be nice to hear some women's voices. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org, and we'll read your email over the air, and you can be anonymous for that, too.
Yes. I think we're, what do you call it when you repeat, you know, what's going on in our radio station here, like out in Chibok and Aniak area?
You mean repeat topics?
Yeah,
mean, or,
no. Or? We're repeating our show in the...
So the show airs again tonight from 7 to 8:30.
Well...
Do you mean that?
Yeah, no,
repeating
no.
it that way?
No, it's like it's going on out in different parts of, you know, our area.
Yeah.
Like out in Chibok, for instance, you know, they
yes.
have their own radio station, but they take time to rebroadcast or...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like
now
up
I know.
In Aniak too.
Yes.
Aniak
yes.
area. So we do have listeners from around the Delta, but I don't know about a coastal area. But we have another caller just came in from Bethel. We have an Yvonne. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it feels like the city is run by Canadians and all controllable. What's the purpose of going to complain to city council anyway? They don't want to handle it. All they do is refer to the alcohol control board. Oh, now it's alcohol and marijuana board. Yeah, high nation. Marijuana leads to harder drugs, in my opinion. But it's taking its toll on our young Native people. And it leads to maybe open one day a week anyway. It's even open on Sunday when I took a drive and I see all our young Native people up there. Man, it's saddening. And it's taking our toll on our young people anyway. All these deaths, and I know it's causing hardship not only in Bethel and the surrounding villages.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if you want to make a complaint, that address is in the Thunderbird newspaper. And I thank Jeffrey Vaughn for that on the location of that liquor store. Our children are more important than why in the hell they put it up for our children go to school anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my say on this. We, as an emergency order, should be done during the winter months. hell with this dying and all that. It's taking its toll. Mm. And we are in the surrounding village, if you're listening, you need to send them complaints to the alcohol and marijuana board. That is in the Thunder Discovery newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
We're on an, at least there's positive basketball going on. Good morning.
Yes, Kuyana Ivan, for your participation in our talk line. For
Good glad morning you called.
You. Yes, and we have another one from Bethel, Dingsun.
Hey.
Dingsun.
Yeah, in our language that means an airplane.
Oh, good morning. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning,
how
yes.
Doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, have you seen a Bigfoot?
No.
Not in here.
I'm looking out the window now, and I do not see Bigfoot.
You better believe it's Bigfoot because I see them.
Where?
Oh.
When I was a small kid, I seen a Bigfoot.
What did tell us about it? Describe Bigfoot.
Bigfoot is big, big, scary monster with long hair. And he's got long arms. And he's very mean. He'll scare you. Good enough. Bye-bye.
Okay. Good morning, Tutingsun. Thank you for calling. Our lines are wide open again, so please, if you have anything on your mind that you'd like to share with our listening audience, the time is now. Yeah, the ideal time right now.
I think there's even a Facebook page for the local sightings of Bigfoot.
I really don't know. I never.
You've never had to go on a Bigfoot rescue?
No, nothing. Of
Bethel
that nature.
Search and Rescue. They should be out there searching and rescuing the Bigfoot. But people put,
I don't
they
think
post like.
Bigfoot needs rescue.
No, that's true.
Yeah, so we have enough going on as it is, you know, with our own people. So
true.
We don't need to bring in any more.
No, I don't suppose you do. You're right.
Yes, but, you know, so, yes, we've been fortunate, you know, of that snow, that new snow that we've got, you know, so that's a lot of good news for a lot of people. Maybe a lot of people are out this morning. That's why they're not calling in. But we do have a call from Mackayack. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning, Peter and Diane.
Good morning.
I heard BNC put a bridge on the riverside.
Yay. Actually, it's, right near, right below Jolo Mac Building, you know, where that sandbar is, right below it, you know, that.
Mm. Where yeah, the, I know where.
Yes, and then that's where they put some.
A metal rail or?
No, it's made out of wood, you know, they're wood, not.
Just
paths.
So the vehicles can cross easy.
Yes, yeah. You know, and then, you know, that's where. That area there is usually always dangerous, you know, when it. Especially when it warms up.
Yes. Deep and anyway, water overflow on the side.
Yes.
I got a question. Now that they mentioned ability for the vehicles to go up and down to the river, what would be more convenient between the two vehicles to be able to go up to the city, shop around and travel back? Between four-wheel and the snow-goal, because snow-goals with cleats can have a tough time crossing the streets if there's no ice or snow. I'm assuming that the city streets are bare, no ice, no snow. Am I correct?
You mean here in Bethel?
Yeah, there in Bethel.
Well, yes, yeah, yes and no. You know, there are. You know, there's well-used trails off the road, you know, you're saying, the snow machiners and four-wheelers frequently use, you know, different trails around Bethel, and then they do make crossings over roads and that, and those are usually, well, you know, people use them so much that they're not really icy, you know, because people are using them. But there's trails all over around Bethel that people use with snow machines and four-wheelers.
And can easily access close to major shopping centers around.
Yes, everywhere around Bethel you see that. If you ever been on a snow machine around Bethel, yeah, that's where they just go whipping all over the place.
All right, that sounds good. Interesting morning, complete different opposite views. I often wonder, you know, I'm liberal, you know. I take that stance, and people with opposing views, I often wonder, what makes these people think the way they think and perceive their worldview? Wow, you know, so different.
Well, they're probably thinking that about you, too.
Yes.
Here we go. We're all doing it to each other.
Anyway, cool. Exciting morning. Have a good day.
Hey, good. Thank you very much for your call, Roy.
Thank you. Okay, we have Rick from Bethel. Good morning, Rick. Welcome to Talkline.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Rick Robb.
Oh, it's Rick. Good morning, Rick.
Yeah, I haven't called in months or heard
you go. I know.
Welcome back.
I know. So what's on your mind?
Well, I just wondered if y'all had any questions about the city or what's going on, because people usually do.
Well, somebody did call in earlier about taxing alcohol. And what is the tax? Did we increase the tax rate from 12 to 14%?
The tax rate is increased from 12 to 15%. That was voted on last October.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's now at 15% for alcohol.
And when, you could either answer this like yourself or just in general, the council. How does the council discuss or process the volume of people with concerns about the location of the alcohol store right now and just the general sense of anxiety people have about alcohol sales in general? You know, how do you handle that? Because there's a lot of that discussion.
There's a lot of that. As probably everybody knows, alcohol can be the most controversial, divisive, emotional issue that we face. And my experience on council for over 8 years, it's always the most difficult issue. You have to balance public safety, public health, you know, individual freedoms and rights, economic issues. You have to balance all that and try to come to the right solution.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never easy, and no matter what you do, there's a certain percentage of people in our community and our region that are opposed to all alcohol sales no matter what, and then there's others that, you know, want to see legal sales and different types of controls. There is a lot of concern, and with the location of the current liquor store, I have, you know, personally have opposed that particular, even though I have personally been in favor of legal sales as opposed to illegal sales, I have never liked the location of that store. They are up for renewal, and council did protest the renewal.
Mm-hmm. And so, when you protest it, do you have to list reasons why you're protesting the renewal?
There are reasons listed. So
okay.
February 13th at the council meeting, there was a resolution to protest, and it did pass. And the reasons include the location and the fact that many people think that, you know, AC is not good stewards of the community for that purpose. Hasn't provided enough security and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And selling to inebriates and, you know, oversells, things like that. There are reasons like that.
Okay, so...
Now, AC, of course, has said, you know, has a different viewpoint. They have publicly stated and, you know, and they are requested to work with the city on those issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That will go to the ABC board in April.
Uh-huh.
And the ABC board will... will address it. I don't know if they'll make a decision, but they have to address it.
Oh, okay. And when's the deadline for the final decision on whether they get the renewal?
Well, they have to address it at their meeting. They mm-hmm. have to consider it. They don't have to act. They have rules where they have to address it within mm-hmm. so many days or at their next meeting. So it should be on their agenda in April.
Okay.
They don't have to decide. I mean, in the past, they have delayed things for months, as, you know, in the case of the third liquor license, that took months to, before they granted it, they basically had to have all the conditional use permit hearings went through and everything else.
Okay. But at some point, there's approval or not of
at
the renewal.
At some point, there's approval or not for the renewal.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. And last question, since you have about a little more than a minute left, is when you think about there's a petition that's going to start going around in terms of getting local option on the ballot in the fall, and I wonder what your sense is of the city's capacity to run a liquor store, should that pass and we end up with a city-run liquor
store. Should that pass? Well, first of all, the organizers have to gather the appropriate 200 and some signatures. I have been told by others that that is quite a job.
Yeah.
That seems doable, but I've been told that takes a lot of personal effort by those people that are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has to pass on the ballot, and then the city would be in the position, then, you know, at some point in time, I'm not sure how many days exactly, you know, a month or so later, all other liquor sales would be, you know, closed, and the city would open a liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the easiest way to do that would be to contract it out, put it out for bid and contract it.
Gotcha.
Which is what I would anticipate the city would do.
Makes sense.
But that would have to be decided by council.
Okay.
Next year, if it passes. And, you know, there's lots of reasons why people think that we should go back under some form of local option. There's lots of reasons people think we shouldn't. So, you know, that'll be up, you know, if that goes through, that'll be up to the voters.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Rick, very much.
All right.
For
all
calling
right,
in. We appreciate it.
Looks like a beautiful day and nice and warm and snowy. So
I know. Yeah. Enjoy.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
And we have a couple of emails in, and Petra is going to read the emails, or she's going to make the print really large, and I'm going to read them.
Hi, good morning. This is Petra. We have two emails this morning. The first one is anonymous. So what do you think of all the recent, quote, retiring of the Kuyana cab business? Now we have a monopoly of cabs run by Cusco Cab, my choice of cab. When and if I do take a cab in Bethel, let's hope they retire some locals who want to drive and get rid of those drivers who may have been accused or convicted for bootlegging. Let's hope there's no, quote, under the table deals going on here. The second email reads, hold on, I'm trying to look for it. Thank God it's Friday. Can today be nothing but good words to say? Diane, hope your critters are good. Have a good, safe weekend. Thank God for this beautiful given day.
Oh, well, that's nice. You know, I did have this dream last night about one of my critters.
Okay.
My little Zenyatta. Now, this is really true. I dreamed I was on a mountain looking out, and my little Zenyatta was wandering around like it was the savannah out on a field, and there was a lion stalking her. And I was terrified in my dream. And when I woke up, I reached around trying to see where, and I called her so that I would know she was still okay. Anyway, so thank you, emailer, for your good wishes to my critters. So we have a caller. Hey. Good morning, Alan. It's Alan Glore from Bethel. Good morning.
Yeah. How you doing? Yeah, I just heard the pothead board member call in. I want to ask you a question, both of you a question. Do you think marijuana is legal in the state of Alaska?
Do we think it is? Well, first, it's really not a... Don't use, you know, derogatory names, and we don't know...
I'm not using...
Yeah.
Isn't you on the pot board?
No, that doesn't... Well, that doesn't mean they're a pothead. It just means...
I didn't say.
They're
representing. He's a pothead board member.
No, I don't think there's such a thing. So anyway...
You think marijuana is legal in the state of Alaska?
Yes, it's legal.
So you can't read the Constitution, the Supremacy Clause in the Constitution that says federal law supersedes state law.
Yeah, there's a little conflict.
What does
there.
Federal law say about marijuana? It's a Class A controlled substance.
Right.
So it's not legal in the state of Alaska. Because the Constitution says the Supremacy Clause, federal law supersedes state law.
Well, that's what a lot of, like, Colorado, Oregon, Washington,
it's not,
Alaska.
It's not legal in any state.
Right, but apparently
it is. Federal, you want to get marijuana legal, you change federal law.
Well, I hope you'll work on that.
I don't care one way or the other about it.
Oh.
But you have to change federal law. You can't. I mean, I had to actually had that pothead board member tell me that it was legal because there was no interstate commerce involved. But he was couldn't even read the supremacy clause in the Constitution.
Okay.
That's why I called him a liar when he told me about that.
Okay. But there's no such thing as a pothead board, just so you know.
Just so the listeners know,
there's no such thing. But yes, there is a contradiction that there are local states' laws about marijuana that are different than the federal law, and
federal law supersedes any state law.
But the feds have decided not to act on that. They are respecting the states' rights on this. So,
well, that's up to that's
you'll
up
have to
the,
work on that.
That's up to them to work on that.
Yeah, get it in.
But they have not changed federal law. Marijuana is still illegal. It's a Class A controlled substance, so they haven't changed the law.
Uh huh. Okay, that's okay. That's true.
So okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Yes. Good morning. Thank you. And we have another
anonymous caller. Yeah.
Yeah, another caller. Anonymous for Maniac.
Good morning.
Hey, I was going to... I'm really concerned about that guy you guys working for your city who called about alcohol. You know, he mentioned his concerns. But he never mentioned all the people who are calling about people who are dying. Not one word about that. That's why in the elections, or it's important who you get running your city or in the council. Those people are hurting and dying for that. And for him, not even, he mentioned only finances and moving the location. It's more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Does he even hear that people are concerned that their family members are dying?
Can I ask you a question?
You know, can I say one thing, you know? And that guy who called about that person whose patient doesn't leave you, I hope he's not a walker or a boarder because he doesn't leave, he's trying to restore our permanent funding. He didn't know much about us, but she was praising us that we wouldn't be fooled by people we get elected to the city who don't even care about people who are dying, who people like our district attorneys who don't even care how much coming from you that they want, they say, too bad you don't take it all. You know, right, we're going to see who, be concerned about who's ruling over us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We could be getting $6,000 apiece. If somebody was elected, they should give them refund for all the time they missed, you know. They always say, look how much money the stock market lose. Look how much money it's been making. They never mention that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to try to steal their permanent fund, you know, and they're going to, it's going to, people are going to be hurting. You had a question, Don?
Oh, just earlier when the mayor, Rick Robb, called, he did acknowledge that part of their opposition to renewing the AC liquor store license was because of all that they hear from people about what happens.
No, there's mercy about the location. He mentioned that. You know?
Yeah, he acknowledged those comments and concerns that people have were part of their decision, and then also the location, and then also that there weren't enough security and that AC wasn't fulfilling.
So they're going to close them down?
Well, they're opposing the renewal of their liquor license. The council voted to oppose it.
All the liquor stores in Buffalo?
Right now, to oppose the renewal of AC's liquor license.
And you know what? They want to do it themselves, so how is that going to help the people? They want to do it just for taxes, just for money? How much is a life worth, you know?
Uh-huh.
You guys got to get new people on your council, or you know... You say, gee, you didn't say that about the mayor. But look, who's going to say about these people who died, how their family feel, how they feel? Who's going to speak up for them kids? You know, it's tough being in the mayor or the leader. You got to do it right for the people, listen to the people, literally about money. Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, thank
you. Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yes. Another caller back from Bethel, Ding Soon.
Oh, part two.
Okay, good morning, Ding Soon.
Ding Soon.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Why do the TKC, lad? Why do they charge us $400 to go up there in the lad to go hunt? Should we start charging them for coming down and use our lads? $400 too?
What is that?
Well, it's, I think what he's talking about is, let's see, the Costco Coin Corporation charges non-shareholders some a fee to make use of their land for camping and hunting and stuff. So that's what he's talking about.
Oh.
We're natives. This is not good and not right. We are less than natives, and they are less than natives. Why do they charge us to go up there and hunt $400 in their land? If they're charging us $400, we're going to charge them, too, for coming down and using our land to go shopping and shit. Thank you. Bye.
Good morning. Thank you.
Okay.
We do have another caller from Bethel again. Good morning, Gaia.
Good morning, Pete.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, I was just saying about, you know, I heard the caller calling and call one of the councilmen something about a dopehead or something. You know, I'll tell you, first of all, that man has earned his title as mayor. And should be respected as mayor.
Well, I think
that's
he was.
Yeah,
I think he was referring.
Yeah,
I think he was referring to.
He was referring
Mark Springer.
To him.
Mark Springer.
He was. Whatever he was doing, that it indicated to me that he's a smoker, a real big heavy smoker. He should be. He also should be addressed as councilman rather than a smoker. Mm-hmm. You know, I never see them smoke before or dope heads. They should. That guy has other reasons for calling them what he did. That's all I got to say about that.
Okay.
The only reason I called was about the mayor, Rick Robb, indicating that they're going to legally. Now, this is another entrapment deal. They're going to legally, by power, force the mother liquor sales people out of business. That's a trap. It's legal, it's powerful, and they're going to do it. My only question is, if the city has their own liquor store, will they give us a discount of 75% or more on our water and our fuel deliveries? Then, if we're voted on, then we may allow them to do that. But to take everything, to include all the taxes of our people's problem of tobacco and alcohol and benefit off that is not good in the eyes of Robert J. Hoffman. I'm getting tired of this. It's going a little too far. It's all about money. I've been trying to tell these people it's only about money. Why haven't we heard about the taxes from the cigarettes and the tobacco, alcohol? Where's all that money already? Where, it's been over a year, almost 2 years now. Where's all that money going? The city wants full control, and they're going to get it legally. And the only thing I ask is if they want it that way and if it comes down to a vote, we may approve of it if we get 75% discount on our fuel and our water and sewer. That's all I got to say about that, too. Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks a lot, Pete.
Oh, good morning. Thank you very much, Robert.
Okay, good. Okay, so we have an email that Petra will read for us.
The email is from Mayor Lake. I want to eat lunch with this guy talking about marijuana. Anywho, in our culture, we always allow our elders to speak. I wish it was the same on the show. Diane, sometimes it's good to listen and let your co-host speak. Have a great weekend.
Oh, well, thank you. Was that, thank you for letting me know.
Only
that.
One email?
I think there was only
oh,
one
okay.
email, yeah.
All right, yes. Yes. Well, what a wonderful day looking outside, you know. I just can't keep my eyes off from how it looks. And then I see dripping from top of the roof. Is that warming up?
Yes. It's good we have such a we have a great window in the studio
yes, we
that
do.
We get to stare outside while we wait for people to call in.
Our lines are wide open again. So, and we do have one calling in from Bethel. Susan Taylor, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
I want to mention that just because a council member got appointed to be on a statewide marijuana board doesn't make him a pothead.
Mm-hmm.
This is true.
I think most all those people on there really don't indulge in it. They're just trying to find a way to do the local option regulations and all that to
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as blaming city council about the alcohol, this is what the people voted for, a
mm-hmm.
liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
I never voted for it, never have, never will, but I'd be more angry if we didn't go with what the people voted for. I don't
mm-hmm.
support a liquor store. Now we got to work with the consequences of that. And there is a local alcohol committee board or something now that's come out of this where people can talk about how to deal with this. It came out of a city council. I can't remember the name of it. It's some kind of committee that I encourage people to really get involved with.
Mm-hmm. You mean it's a committee, a city?
Well, someone from ABCP presented it, and they said, okay, this is going to be a local committee of people to address the problems that have come out of this liquor store and how it's affected the deaths and the neighboring villages and the whole dynamics of what search and rescue is dealing with. I mean, there's consequences from this. So the citizens have come forward and said, well, we need to be some kind of task force. And I don't remember the name of it or if it's really been developed yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I think being involved, you know, if we blame people, we're blaming the wrong we're blaming the wrong people. This is what, you know, people vote. People vote for the way they want things. And I never voted for the marijuana to be legal. Never have, never will. But if that's what the people want, now we got to deal with that too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the, you know, we blame the voters. I mean, but we have a right to vote, and this is what the majority of the people wanted.
That's true.
I mean, so I just feel that way. I want to put a word out. Tomorrow there's a Lions Club. We're doing a flea market and a yard and a craft sales, but I'm also taking donated glasses, and we also need volunteers to help with our food bank. We're trying to resurrect it to go monthly. The third Saturday of each month. However, this month, the third Saturday hits Chamai Festival, so it'll be the fourth Saturday in March.
Mm-hmm.
And food bank food has come in. We're inventorying it, and we still have community donated and purchased food also for those that don't qualify in the income guidelines. But because people do need help, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive to live out here, and sometimes you're hit with a catastrophic situation. And I think a monthly food bank out here is, you know, the gap that we didn't have it was a missed service.
Hmm.
So we're certainly glad to have it back, or trying to get it back and make it available to people. So it'll be the fourth Saturday of this month, but we do need volunteers because now that the government food bank food's come in, we need to get people registered. And then those statistics reinforce what we can get sent in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage entities out there that are listening, if they want to do any food drives or bring food over or anything like that, it's usually open in the morning because we rent to Meals on Wheels, and they can drop off food then. Or I'm in the phone book under Susan Taylor. I can meet up with you or get the food over there.
Oh, how old-fashioned. A phone book.
Yeah. Well, that's the only landline phones you can all that. I still keep my landline. It takes good messages.
Now, remind us where people can drop off food.
Lions Club.
At the Lions Club, at certain days, at hours when they can drop food off?
In the morning, the Meals on Wheels people are there, so it's not locked.
Okay,
so
good.
So that's a good thing. But other than that, and when I get my van running or I can meet people there and unlock it or whatever, we can take in food that way too.
Okay.
And if any of the stores or, businesses out there want to do any food drives or, we're there for that. And traditional foods, we got the Meals on Wheels too, and there's a freezer, and we throw things in there for them too, because those are feeding the elderly. And they feed the whole community, deliver meals. Mm. So nothing goes to waste. Also, Lions Club does the winter shelter.
Winter house?
Yeah, winter house.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Friday Supper Club where the winter house is located. So anything we get is not going to waste.
Good.
Yes, very good things happening, yes. So that's what we like to hear.
Yeah, it shouldn't go to waste. I mean, I always hear that saying, there's enough for man's need but not for man's greed. And I think a lot of things in general go to waste, and a lot of energy goes to waste, and a lot of arguments.
Very true.
Okay.
Waste us than getting to solutions.
Yes.
All right. Well, you all have a good weekend.
Yes, you too. We appreciate what you do and help out with. That's a very good thing.
Yeah, thank you. Looks like, Wilson Twitchell from Kasigluk. Good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Good morning, Peter and Diane.
Good morning, Wilson.
We're good. Staring out the window.
I've been trying to understand our senator's votes pertaining to the PFD.
Mm-hmm.
The one recently, SJR 1 Senate bill, and he voted against that, where it would allow the people to vote on our PFD.
Mm-hmm.
In respect to this region, being, the most piss poor region in the state in terms of resources, why he would vote, something that would jeopardize the PFD for this place.
Mm-hmm.
Of all people in Alaska, this region, needs the PFD. And I'm just trying to understand where his justification is for voting against, that particular Senate bill just a few days ago.
And that was that a Senate bill that would have put forward allowing people to vote on making the decision about the PFD?
Yes, relating to the Constitution. Getting that to the Constitution, verifying. I just wish that our Senator Hoffman would call in and at least state his justification and why he voted as such, including the other one. I can't remember what the Senate bill was.
I don't remember either.
But that was a recent one as
that
well.
That recently passed.
Yeah.
Or he voted against.
Anyways, that's all I got. I don't know how strong my signal is. I'm on the ice road right now.
We hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, we're. Yeah.
Yeah. So, hope you guys have a nice day, and I hope the sun comes out.
Oh,
Thank you.
Yeah. Keep thinking and speaking that it'll probably happen.
All right. You guys have a good day.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Call the sun upon us.
Yeah. That's true. You can speak your future, whatever proceeds out of your mouth, will give life.
Uh-huh. That's why we have to be very careful,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Careful with that mind, your thoughts, and how it comes out of you. it's powerful. That's right.
Yes.
So our lines are all open. There's 15 minutes left, and we'll give you those numbers again if you'd like. And
yes, and then they are 543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954, or email at radio@kyuk.org.
Yeah. Now, what word do you remember what you were taught about that, about how you handle your words or how you handle your mind and
yes,
thoughts?
Yes, that's, you know, from since we were young, you know, that was, I've always heard it from my parents, you know, make sure you watch your words
mm-hmm.
and be nice and say nice things to everybody around you.
Mm-hmm.
And that when you speak, you were, you know, prophesying our future or, you know, what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then says, be nice to everyone.
Yeah, good, good. All right, so Mark Springer has called back for part two.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
let me just, I'm trying to figure out what he might be calling back about. Let's find out. Okay, go ahead,
Morning, Mark.
Well, I actually missed the better part of one of the calls, because when I heard you mentioning my name,
oh,
another caller, that there was an implication that I'm on the Marijuana Control Board because I have a personal interest in marijuana. And let me relate a really quick story. A number of years ago,
mm-hmm.
a wildlife photographer applied to be on the Alaska Board of Game because Alaska makes a lot of money from tourists who go to Denali Park and who drive down our highways and get all excited when they see a moose or a caribou or a bear or a fox, and they take pictures of them. They go home and they say, wow, guess what I saw when I was up in Alaska? And so there was a large number of people who considered, well, you know, non-consumptive users of Alaska's wildlife should have a voice in the management of Alaska's wildlife. And there was a war in the legislature and in the press about, are you crazy? We can't have somebody who doesn't hunt on the Board of Game. And we still don't have any non-consumptive users on the Alaska Board of Game. But I will say that on the Alaska Marijuana Control Board, we have several non-consumptive users, including myself. The fact is that I haven't smoked marijuana in the 21st century, and I'm not on the board because I think, you know, marijuana is cool or neat or everybody ought to be smoking it. I'm on the Marijuana Control Board because the people of Alaska voted to legalize the recreational use and the sale and the cultivation of marijuana in the state,
mm-hmm.
and all of the boards and commissions in Alaska are made up of citizen regulators. We get a per diem check, and we get our hotel room and our airfare paid for when we go to a meeting. We don't get anything else out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a fairly substantial ethical responsibility that we have to abide by serving on any board. And so I just want to make it clear that I am on that board, on the Alaska Marijuana Control Board, to represent the interests of rural Alaska. The fact is that rural Alaska, the non-road system, has only one marijuana license. Southeast has got a bunch, but I don't consider them too rural because they can jump on a ferry boat. The only marijuana license in rural Alaska right now is a cultivation license in Nome. You know, maybe there'll be more. As far as I know, nobody from Bethel's applied for one. But I just wanted to make it clear, if there's any question,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, I'm not a pothead. haven't been one for many, 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 many years.
Not and that there's
not,
anything wrong with that.
Well, you know, to each their own.
No judgment.
To each their own. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm on there to carry out the responsibilities of a board mm-hmm. member in regulating this new industry. That is having some impact on the state. There was $1 million in tax collected last month from cultivators.
Wow. That was
the highest collection so far. Now, half of that, interestingly enough, half of that tax money, if a piece of legislation passes, will be going to treatment and rehabilitation services and prevention
wow.
services. So the tax money that's going to come from the sale by cultivators of marijuana is going to go, half of it may go back into Department of Health and Social Services. So
Well, that should probably be the case for alcohol sales in the state as well. Half of those proceeds and taxes should go to rehab services.
Well, it's a different tax structure. Different
right, but I wonder why marijuana gets hit like that, tax. But not the other addiction issues.
Because of the way the taxes are set up.
Yeah, no, I understand.
It's an easy pick.
Yeah.
But anyways, I just kind of wanted to make that clear. If anybody ever has any questions about the process, I'm not that hard to get a hold of.
Thank you.
You can call city office or see me over there or see me on the street. I'm not hard to find. I'm happy to talk about this to anybody anytime.
Thank you.
And so I just wanted to point that out, and thank you for your time once again.
All right.
We're on a mark.
All right. Okay, thank you. So we have an anonymous caller from Kuitluk. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning. This is in regards to Medicaid.
Okay.
In December, I had to bring my granddaughter down for a checkup, and we kind of ran into some problems. We ended up paying our way back home. Sometimes we are so low-funded, we couldn't even have them help us pay our way back, so I had to make sure I called my husband to help me, and he was lucky enough to have money for me to get back home. And I had enough for my granddaughter. Then I had to bring her to Anchorage, and I heard that, or I've seen some parents that brought in their children. And when I got back to Bethel a few days after them, they were still in Bethel due to Medicaid, messing up their travel. And I always hear on KYUK that Medicaid is there to help people and to make things easier. But it seems like I've been seeing more problems and hearing more problems about it. Something should be done about it to make it much easier, not harder. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's often very stressful for people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have another caller, Stella. Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning, Stella. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it was. Oh my gosh! Yesterday, last night, it was two last games last night. Nunuk and Quig, and they were tied 37-37, and Nunuk went on the other way, and oh my gosh, it was like 6 seconds, and just right when the one of the ball players passed it to number 11, and right when the buzzer went off, he threw the ball and he hit the three. And it was an exciting game. And same with the Tuksip and Tun. I thought Tuksip was going to win, but Tun came the other way, and so the score was 52-52, so they went overtime, but Tuksip pulled it off. It was an awesome game. And
wow. You still sound excited.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was, oh my gosh, if you went to the high school, the gym was just loud. It's like,
that's what we keep
people
hearing.
Cheering. Yeah.
Were you one of the yellers?
I did not want to tell y'all because, you know, it's not good to lose your voice. But anyways, another thing is, I know I've been walking around, and I know there's these people that who drinks, and it's really sad that people just don't, they're throwing their empty bottles on the ground, and it's just really sad, and they don't throw it in a dumpster.
Yeah.
But, one of my, my last one, him and his friends were walking, and they, at the bus stop, I was glad that what he did, he decided was like, when he saw that half gallon, he saw it in. So he opened it, he just dumped it all off.
Mm.
Wow.
So I was glad he did that. Because I know that it's getting too much. I know it's just too many deaths. And, But, yeah, tonight's game, oh, my gosh, I'm just going to be more excited. Than,
are you going?
And it was, took the Sigma Islander poster for the both girls and boys, and I'm also dedicating to one of the teammates, who is the number 23, Preston Tursik. So I told one of the ball players, and they were happy about that because I know that's one of their teammates that they have lost last year. But, yeah, I just want to say good morning. And
okay.
So I'm glad.
Thank you.
So thankful to be sober.
Amen.
I'm glad you called. And it was really nice hearing your story about the games.
You're welcome. Have a good morning.
Yeah, enjoy your game tonight. Okay. Oh, well, that was it. All right, so we have just a few more minutes, so we have Grady. Good morning, Grady. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning again, Diane, Peter.
Good morning.
I called in this morning real quick to remind everyone about the Bethel Teen Center. We have on first and third Fridays, we do teen karaoke, and that's at 7 p.m. So tonight from 7 to 9, and then we'll have a hiatus for during Chiang Mai, but next month we'll be back on track first and third Fridays, 7 to 9 at the Teen Center. That's teen karaoke.
And this is all ages? I mean, below 18 kind of thing?
Yeah.
Youth.
Absolutely. Youth. I think it's 12 to 18. I'm working on trying to get those 10 to 12 year olds, but we'll see. 12 to 18.
Okay.
12 to 18. And
fun.
Then one thing worth mentioning, Bethel Live is going to take a hiatus and then return after this month passes in April, and we'll be just doing open mic then when that does return. Mm-hmm. And then last thing, that Citizens Action Grant Committee is in its inaugural round. I noticed a caller before, concerned about where that tax revenue is going, and the Citizens Action Grant Committee is reviewing 5 applications now, and there's going to be another round of applications next quarter for seeing that money put to good use to combat our problems in the community.
Wow.
Citizen Action Grant Committee.
That sounds great.
That's the committee that was referred to earlier.
Yes.
Yeah, that's we just started the inaugural round of applications for those tax revenues, and that'll be decided upon, I guess, the next city council meeting. We'll be making our recommendations, but that's an ongoing process every quarter, and people can find out about how to apply for that at the city's website.
Good. Okay, cool.
Have a nice day.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. That's now, those are grants.
Yeah.
That was those grants for... use of there was a certain percentage of the alcohol sales tax that was set aside for community grants and that you can apply for. And so I think you would probably go to the City of Bethel website to get more information on that. And you could put into the search engine Citizen Action Grant Committee.
That sounds great.
Yeah. So.
The hour and a half went by fast.
I know. We have 1 minute left.
So
we had a lot of calls, and I'm glad to hear some women call. And we have one last call that gets our last minute or so. Stan in Kasiglik. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Last call for alcohol.
No. Okay, that was risky, but okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's any real answers to this alcohol issue. People are so people have their own opinions. It's their choice. I just hope they learn how to drink responsibly.
There is that. Yep, that would be useful.
Yeah, and us as parents have to talk to our children and grandparents, talk with their community and all the leaders need to talk to their people and be sure and cover this issue. Talk it over.
Mm-hmm.
All the goods and bads about it.
Yes.
Yeah, Pete, we had a good topic yesterday. A reminder, if you're ever lost out there, stranded out there, broken down, best
thing to do is just stay put, because search and rescue people always find the snow machines first.
Yes, most
either by
times,
air
yes.
or mm-hmm. or by land.
Absolutely, yes.
And okay. be prepared to mm-hmm. Spend the night out there if you're going to be traveling long distance. Things mm-hmm. do happen unexpectedly.
Yes.
yeah.
Okay, good,
good
morning, all of you.
Wow, what a good way to end the show.
I know. Well, thanks, Peter. Yeah. Are you going to be here next week? Will you? I
God
mean,
willing, of course.
Yes,
yes.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. Awesome. So Peter and Diane will be here next Friday for Talk Line. Thank you, everyone, mm-hmm. for calling.
Yes, we appreciate
and,
all your calls.
We look forward to hearing from you again.
Yes. Have a wonderful day today. Have a positive attitude out there today, everyone. Mm-hmm. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
Be careful.